All the same, Charles Anderson was irritated. His wife's attitude and the caustic remarks addressed to him earlier by Alec brought on another attack of indigestion. It was no use going to his bed and lying flat. He knew from experience that it wouldn't help. In the old days, when they lived in a proper house, he could have stepped out of the back door and perambulated up and down the yard for a few minutes. Had there been anything so exalted as a back door in this hellhole, going out of it certainly wouldn't improve his health, not without a parachute. He couldn't even open the window for a breath of fresh air. This high up, there was generally a howling gale blowing in from the river. It sucked the Christmas cards clean off the sideboard. It wasn't normal, he thought, to be perpetually on a par with the clouds. People weren't meant to look out of the windows and see nothing but sky, particularly if they weren't looking upwards. God knows how Moira's kiddies managed. They were stuck up in the air over Kirby. When Moira and Alec had been little, they played in the street. Moira on the front step, fiddling with her dolly. Alec on one roller skate, scooting in and out of the lampposts. Of course, there was no denying that it had been nice at first to own a decent bathroom and have hot water coming out of the tap. After only a few weeks, it had become unnecessary to scrub young Alec's neck with his toothbrush. The dirt just floated off on the towel. But there was surely more to life than a clean neck. Their whole existence, once work was over for the day, was lived as though inside the cabin of an aeroplane. And they weren't going anywhere. There wasn't a landing field in sight. Just stars. Thousands of the things. On clear nights, winking away outside the double glazing. It occurred to Charles Anderson that there were too many of them for comfort or for grandeur. It was quality that counted, not quantity. At the end of the yard of the terraced house in which he'd once lived, there'd been an outside toilet. Sitting within the evil-smelling little shed, its door swinging on broken hinges, he'd sometimes glimpsed one solitary star hanging motionless above the city. It had, he felt, given perspective to his situation. His situation in the wider sense, beyond his temporary perch. He was earthbound, mortal, and a million light years separated him from the pale diamond burning in the sky. One star was all a man needed.